destroyed. Christ became a new factor in my soul. Such a vision of his purpose thrilled my being so that I could understand then how it was that Jesus, as he approached man and his needs, began at the very bottom, called mankind to him, and by his loving touch and the power of the Spirit through his word, destroyed the sickness and sin that bound them, and set them free in both body and soul, lifted them into union and communion with himself and God the Father. Yea, bless God, by the Holy Spirit indwelling the souls of men, Christ purposed to bestow on mankind the very conditions of his own life and being, and to give to man through the gifts of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit the same blessed ministry to the world that he himself had enjoyed and exercised. The old song that we used to sing became new to my heart. Its melody runs through my soul. Salvation, oh, the joyful sound, in a believer's ear. It soothes our worries, heals our wounds, and drives away our fears. And lots more, bless God. I could then understand what was in Charles Wesley's heart when he wrote his famous hymn, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, and penned its climax, that marvelous verse, Thou, O Christ,